Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne, on the roots on fire. Welcome back to hour number three. The country is falling faster than the Hindenburg, than the Poseidon, than the Titanic. Look at the story on the front cover of the Western Journal, Sodom and Gomorrah, a couple having sex in the middle of the street in San Francisco. And as bad as that is, the comments are even worse. People are attacking them because they had something to say about how terrible it is that guys are having sex in the middle of the street of San Francisco. Liberals, come on here, tell you to mind your own business. Be suspicious of anyone clamoring for morality. You wouldn't believe it. This is really what the responses are to this story. They attack the guy who wrote the story. And here's a couple having sex in the middle of the street. You know, just rip up the woman's pants and just let it rip. It's incredible. And then you think that's bad. Smith County affidavit, FBI agent exposed himself to juveniles in Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. An FBI supervisory special agent based in Louisiana exposed himself to multiple children and molested one child from 2018 to 2019, and the alleged crimes took place in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas, according to a Smith County affidavit. The suspect in the case is David Lee Harris, 51, of Prairieville, Louisiana. A previous story by WAFB said the allegations involve underage girls. During a previous court hearing, prosecutors say Harris threatened at least one of the victims if she said anything. Harris, an FBI special supervisory agent, has been charged with third-degree felony indecent exposure. The affidavit was obtained by a Texas Ranger. The ranger on the case was contacted by a senior special agent with the United States DOJ, Office of Inspector General. After the office requested help on an alleged indecency with a child case. You can't even believe. This used to be the greatest fighting organization in the world, other than the U.S. military, was the FBI. And they have just crumbled in front of our very eyes. And they're a bunch of liberals now, and obviously including perverts. And all they do is try and prosecute Republicans for being conservative. This is our country now. This is the FBI. What a mess. What a mess we're in. Just terrible. If you weren't with us for hours one and two, a big swing and a miss with jobs. ADP July jobs report has the economy adding expected to add 653,000 jobs, and they added 330,000 instead. Gigantic mix. If you do the math, it's about half, just slightly better than half of what was expected. Disaster, nightmare. Joe Biden's economy falling apart. Why not? Nobody wants to work anymore. Why would you want to work? And the country's invaded by illegal aliens. They'll take your job off the books for half the price. And the CDC propaganda reached an all-time low as a doctor posts that her hospital is filled with COVID patients and they're all unvaccinated. Except for one little problem. The doctor is a veterinarian. The CDC is a propaganda organization, not unlike Heil Hitler and Herr Goebbels and their Nazi propaganda. Everything coming out of the CDC and everything coming out of the... Joe Biden. And whatever he wants you to say, they say. And don't forget, who else is his PR arm? Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, the entire Silicon Valley, social media, big tech, Instagram, whatever Biden and the Democrats and Obama want you to say, they say for you. And they block out all the voices that have a different opinion, and then they hire people and call them fact checkers. That's the funniest title of the year. Fact checkers. And they've got an agenda, and the agenda is to call everything false that a conservative says and a patriot says and a Christian says and a God-fearing Christian says, and to call everything true that a communist says and a racist white hater says. You know, don't worry about white people who hate black people anymore. That's a small number in this country, thank God. That's a thing of the past, thank God. But boy, you got to worry about people who hate white people. There are so many Democrats, white and black, who hate white people. And you couldn't get a fact checker to agree with the truth if your life depended on it. And so we've got nothing but lies out there. BLM lies. Black Lives Matter lies, critical race theory lies, open border lies, vaccine lies, mask lies, and COVID lies. This whole country is nothing but lies. It's just disgusting. I mentioned it hour one, and I've just got to get to it again. I like to repeat these things because it's important, because A, repetition is important. People need it hammered into their heads if they're going to remember what the big story is, and number two is on radio, most people listen to, you know, certain hours. They don't listen to all three. So you're getting a different audience each time. You can't leave out important stories. And the mayor of Boston, a Democrat, a black female Democrat, compares New York City vaccine mandate to slavery. So I'm not alone anymore. She's comparing it to slavery, and probably because there's so many black people who are unvaccinated, that's why she's doing it. She doesn't care about you or me. She doesn't give a damn as a black female Democrat about any white male in the world, but she cares about black people, and there are a lot of blacks who aren't vaccinated and don't want to be vaccinated and don't trust the government after the syphilis experiments in Tuskegee, and I don't blame them. But I'm sure that's the only thing she's concentrating on and focusing on. I'm sure she doesn't care about me, a white male conservative who doesn't want the vaccine. She only cares about black people who don't want the vaccine. And she compares it to slavery. But, see, I'm a Jew. And I know what happened in the Holocaust. And I have relatives in the Holocaust. And I'm telling you, this is 1938, which was not the Holocaust yet. It was the years before it, when they were just starting to turn on the Jews and to wreck the Jewish businesses and to tell you didn't have a right to earn a living if you were a Jew, and to ban you from owning guns if you're a Jew. And it's all happening. It's all happening again. And this time it has nothing to do with Jews, it has to do with conservatives. Conservatives are the new Jews of 1938. Conservatives are hated, especially white male straight conservatives. And when you think about papers, vaccine passports, demanding your papers, it's like the Gestapo demanding papers before a Jew boarded a train in Nazi Germany. Papers 24/7. These are the same people that didn't want voter ID. Once every 4 years, show your ID. Too much work. Can't do it if you're black. I guess they think you're not smart enough if you're black to figure out how to get an ID. But you're smart enough to figure out how to get a vaccine passport and show it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everything you do, every restaurant you walk in, every bar you walk in, every nightclub you walk in, every train, every plane, every bus, every hotel, every store. You're going to show your papers, papers, papers. It's like the Gestapo of 1938. And the lockdowns. Jews were locked down in the Warsaw Ghetto. And the stars on the clothing. They're actually doing stars on the clothing, folks. In certain places around the United States, they're doing a star to signify whether you've had your vaccine or not. Can you believe this stuff? It's like the Jewish Warsaw Ghetto. And forced vaccinations with experimental shots. It's just like 1938 and the Nazis, and media censorship and banning. It's like 1938. And dictator politicians of the Democrat Party who ostracize you, who dehumanize you for being unvaccinated, who mask you, who want to force vaccinate you, who want to lock you down. But they don't follow any of the same rules. They do whatever they want in private with their friends, their special privileged friends, just like the Nazis. And losing your job over your beliefs because you're Jewish. Here you're losing your job because you're not vaccinated. And door-to-door intimidation to get you vaccinated sounds like the Kristallnacht, the night of Jew hatred, where they burned down Jewish stores and threw rocks through Jewish windows. And now there's an ex-Obama Homeland Security official who says we need a no-fly list for people who are unvaccinated. Just like the Nazis. Nazis love their lists. Jews were on lists, and priests were on lists, and disabled people were on lists, and retarded people were on lists, and gay people were on lists, and they murdered them all. And they're starting their lists, and the no-fly list will only be the start. There'll also be a no-gun list. They'll take your guns away. They're going to go door-to-door and take your guns away, just like they took guns away from Jews in 1938. So everything about this is 1938. And then, you could tie it, because I'm talking about Nazi comparisons, you could tie it to the German media. The biggest newspaper in Germany, which is the biggest newspaper in all of the EU, the editor apologized today for scaring people, and in particular children, to death over COVID. When there wasn't any reason to, as he said. I'm paraphrasing. But what we did was awful. What we did was terrible, he said. We made children afraid. If they went to see their grandparents, they'd kill them. And we ruined children's lives. And we have a responsibility to tell the truth. And what we did was wrong. There was no facts to back any of it up. That's a confession from the editor of the biggest newspaper in Germany, but it applies to every newspaper and every media person in the United States of America. You put the headlines every day to this day. COVID deaths, COVID deaths, COVID deaths. Gotta go get vaccines. You're a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party, the CDC, and Big Pharma and the vaccine companies.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, Constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day in almost every word I say on this show. It's all about buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, and if you haven't bought yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. When I need gold, I go to Michael Rich Checking at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest, 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question in everyone's mind now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Don't complain. Prices are low, but they won't be low forever. Get in now. We expanded the monetary supply by 25%. Commodity prices way up, consumer prices way up, energy prices way up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, to claim your American Gold Eagle at just 6% over the gold price while supplies last. 800-831-0007 or go to assetstrategies.com. So, look, the voter fraud is everywhere. I want everyone to understand the reason that we have the open border, the reason that we have to debate over vaccine mandates. It's all because Democrats are in control. And Democrats are in control because they stole the election. It's so easy to tell they stole the election. Look at the rules they support. The Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, is Soros-funded, as in George Soros-funded. And she's moving quickly to crack down on free, fair, and open elections in the state. The hearing she's holding this week is for voter comment, but she's not required to do any follow-up. She's the final authority. She doesn't really care what you think. And here's a letter from a concerned Colorado election judge who wishes to remain anonymous. I've been an election judge for Larimer County for several election cycles. I received that from the Larimer Republican Party because they're asking me to be their lead election poll watcher. I know that the United States Postal Service threw away Republican ballots in certain precincts. What goes on in the scanning facility for ballots is top secret, and with Jenna's gag order and staff in place, it will become a black hole. Jenna Griswold is a hot mess funded by George Soros. She does not care who she hurts or what anyone thinks about it. She's a good Marxist soldier. The Colorado GOP demands that all county offices stand down and allow them to handle it, which means based on their history of being, you know, the cowards of the GOP, they'll do absolutely nothing. This is what I worry about. All over this country, including Nevada, the GOP has been infiltrated by people who don't really believe in the GOP, and they're just plants to try and destroy us or hold us back or slow us down. The legislation that Jenna is trying to do, Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, eliminates signature verifications, makes it more difficult to remove dead voters from the voter rolls, and puts a gag order on poll watchers. Why do you think they're doing that? I mean, seriously. It's the same reason that they're so petrified of forensic audits. No, we can't have it. No, no, no. Forensic audits, why? Don't you trust us? Whenever anyone says that, reach behind to your wallet. They're about to rip you off. You can trust me. You don't need a forensic audit. What a crock. What an absolute crock. So, I'm just telling you that we live in a society where an election was stolen. Now they're trying to memorialize the stolen election and make sure it happens forevermore. And since it's been stolen, they're stuffing down our throats mask mandates, vaccine passports, lockdowns, open borders, and everything else horrible you can think of. All with a 50-50 tie in the Senate and Congress, the House, almost just as close. And the president's the only one by theft. GOP Senator Kevin Cramer, last story of this segment, Republican, North Dakota, man after my own heart, proposing legislation that would require states that require vaccine passports to show evidence or show evidence of immunization, if they want that as well, that they have to also mandate voter ID. In other words, if you want vaccine passports, you've got to also have voter ID. How can you say that you will not allow someone to show ID at the polls? It's racist. But you want them to show their passport 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I've made this argument for months. Here's a U.S. senator proposing it in a bill. It's crazy. The proposed legislation comes after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio revealed the city will now require visitors and city residents to show proof of COVID vaccines to access indoor restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues. First city in the United States. And soon, it's spreading everywhere.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a big infrastructure bill will be on a glide path to final approval in the Senate. The roughly $1 trillion bill has solid bipartisan support. After expected final passage, Schumer says the Senate will then proceed to a massive $3.5 trillion spending measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA. Literally exhausted, so much going on, and so hard to keep up with everything in the news. And it's all very exciting, and it fills 3 hours. That's great, except it's all bad news. I mean, it's just literally the country's being ripped to shreds and destroyed and stomped on. The American flag's being stomped on and set on fire. The people in charge are all crazy people. They're like Governor Cuomo, sexual harassment, maniac, murderer of elderly people. They're like this FBI agent that's a pedophile and a child abuser. But again, I'll say allegedly. This is the people that control your country. Don't you get it? Bad people are in charge, and they're trying to steal elections forevermore. They're trying to make it permanent that they can steal elections, and you never get a say again, no matter how you vote and what you vote. When the Democrat mayor of Boston compares COVID vaccine mandates to slavery in the Jim Crow era, I've got to tell you, that's when Wayne Root is on the right side, for sure, because I compare it to Nazi Germany in 1938. This is just a terrible, terrible time in our history. Terrible, terrible time. The election was stolen. And now they're trying to push through everything they can. They know they're in big trouble in 2022 and probably in 2024 as well. If any of these states change and tighten the voter laws, the voter fraud laws, to prevent elections from being stolen, Democrats cannot win. The very states they won, they didn't win them, but they look like they won through voter fraud. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. There's that triangle. It goes around Georgia, up to Pennsylvania, over to Michigan, over to Wisconsin, then down to Arizona, then down to Nevada. That's the exact triangle, or maybe I got that last part wrong, down to Nevada, then down to Arizona, across to Arizona. It's like a triangle around the country. They stole those states, as sure as I'm standing here. And it was all about voter ID. I said from day one, it was always about voter ID. Voter ID, oh my God, oh my God, it's like a vampire. They have their fingers crossed like Jesus Christ on the cross to stop the vampire of voter ID. It's the worst thing in the world to ask somebody for ID once every 4 years for 1 minute. But it's totally fine to have a vaccine passport, which is an ID from the government, with your picture on it and proof you had the vaccine, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're supposed to carry around papers in case the Gestapo asks. That's okay. Crazy country we're living in. And don't forget, just yesterday, and I didn't even have a chance to mention this on the show, just yesterday, the Biden administration and the CDC announced a new eviction ban for many renters. In other words, they're banning the eviction of renters. Do you understand that there are millions and millions of jobs in this country that nobody wants? Why would you have to worry about people being evicted? Why would the Democrat Party want to destroy landlords and ban evictions when anybody who wants a job can get a job in the United States of America? There are something like 20 million job openings, job wanted ads, with nobody to fill them. There's nobody that should be homeless. There's nobody that can't afford their rent, except extenuating circumstances. And I'm all for that. If you could prove to me that you're crippled, that you got run over by a garbage truck and your legs are backwards now, if you could prove to me you got COVID and you're incapable of getting out of bed and you're dying, then I would say I would not allow an eviction. That's like one half of 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 1% of the people. 99% of the people are lazy bums. And that's the reason Vegas has been so filled with lazy losers, and we've had the most massive crime spree in the history of Vegas. Have you ever seen the quality of the human beings visiting the Vegas Strip for the last year and a half? It's the most disgusting group of people I've ever seen in my entire life. Pigs dress better than the people walking up and down the Vegas Strip. And all they do is commit crime after crime after crime. You could just look at them, and you know every single one of them is on welfare and food stamps. You could just look at them and know their rent is being paid for by, what is it, Section 13? I can't remember what the name is now. Section 8 housing. Every one of them. The entire Vegas Strip's invaded by Section 8 housing, but they've got the money to gamble and to fly to Vegas or drive to Vegas and to buy T-shirts. They've got the money to stay in hotel rooms. You know why they've got the money? Because you let them skate on rent for the last year. They haven't paid rent in a year while the government was giving them massive money to stay unemployed and massive stimulus checks. Not to mention welfare and food stamps. They're rolling in money they've never had before. And like the idiots they are, they're all coming to Vegas to spend it like morons. Instead of saving it for a rainy day, because all of this is going to end, and it's going to end in tragedy for them. Lazy bums who spent all their money instead of saving it. So now they're going to wind up in the exact same position, kicked out of their house and homeless, if they don't get a damn job. But they're too lazy and dumb and unskilled to qualify for a job. That's the crowd that's on the Vegas Strip. They shouldn't be allowed to gamble. They're so stupid, the people I've seen. They're so scary looking. They look like murderers and rapists walking around Vegas. That's the new Vegas tourist. They should put a sign up. Wanted, Vegas tourists, murderers and rapists, gangbangers, drug dealers. That's the new perfect Vegas tourist. But they've got money to come to Vegas and hang out and gamble and go to the spa. Maybe they're even playing golf. What they're doing is they're spending the money the government's giving them for stimulus checks and for extra unemployment money, and they have nothing to spend it on because there's an eviction ban, a moratorium. You can't evict anyone. So instead of spending it on rent, they're spending it on gambling, hotel rooms, dinners. Do you understand how screwed up our country is? Do you understand the lessons being taught? Nobody thinks they have to work ever again. They could just go to Vegas and gamble with the government's money. Stupidest thing I've ever heard of, stupidest thing I've ever seen, the most destructive thing I've ever seen, this is the Democrat Party. Sponsor of this segment is the show Energized Health. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. So take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button. Schedule a free consultation. Tell them Wade sent you. Get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse or someone you love for free. 40% off and add the person you love for free. So add your best friend or lover and divide it by two. You had 40% off and now you divide it by two again. It will change your life forever, just as it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. We know they don't work. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Schedule your free consultation. So this is the state of America. Infrastructure bill contains billions of dollars for border crossers and zero for the border wall. I mean, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what's going on. It's a communist takeover. It's the destruction of the United States of America. They want to let everybody in, and they want them all to be on welfare for life and be dependent on the government. And the Democrat Party is the government who will send them their checks, and they'll vote Democrat forevermore, and they'll always be in office. The new $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill contains billions of dollars to upgrade border crossings, but no money for the southern border wall, which President Joe Biden abandoned despite this unprecedented surge of illegal migration, over 200,000 in the month of July. It's a massive 2,700-page draft bill. You know, no one's ever read more than one page. God knows what sneaky things are in each and every page, each and every paragraph. It's unbelievable what these people are doing to our country. I just can't believe that the Republican Party is so stupid and so cowardly that they allowed this to happen to my United States of America. But again, stolen election. Ron Watkins is known as Code Monkey Z. I told you I was going to get to that on tonight's show. Yesterday I said that. He's known as Code Monkey Z. He released several photos on Monday leaked to him from alleged Dominion Voting Systems employee and whistleblower. And the documents show that Dominion has remote access to their equipment during the elections. This is a huge, huge development. That means they could go into the machine and change the vote. I'll fill you in on what the whistleblower had to say when we get back. I'll also fill you in on the latest study about ivermectin. Several people in my life got sick in the last 3 weeks with COVID. I got them prescribed ivermectin online, and they all got better right away. Ivermectin is fantastic. Ivermectin works. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not recommending it. I'm not prescribing it. I'm telling you my personal experience watching ivermectin take sick COVID patients, and in a matter of 12 to 24 hours, they were much better. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say War 15 to get 25% off.
Energized Health.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men, mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang related. I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more from me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. Cuomo shifted from, this statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, making the accusation. But boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. De Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, some sort of liberal bastion. But he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. But we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level. But they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, exactly what you said. People on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
If you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions too. And they're going to say, time for us to just back up a little bit. We'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows again, the hypocrisy of the left, because the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free reign to do whatever they want. To use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle it. We saw this in Portland, Lee. When the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, citizens who live there, but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, well, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police, they put leftist ideas like this come to roost unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.